When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said. Done.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's 7:48. Thanks for hanging out with Jacksonville's Morning News on this Thursday. Every Thursday morning, we spotlight the weekend, and we're bumping it up just a little bit if you're accustomed to hearing us talk about the weekend a little bit after our 8 o'clock news update. We actually are going to have a different event that we'll spotlight for you. It's a really great event as well because it's going to help to hopefully ease some of the stress within our city's shelters and hopefully make forever friends for so many families. The Florida Mega Adoption Event is coming up this weekend at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds Expo Center. We'll talk about that in about 15, 20 minutes or so. But as we bring the morning news team together for a spotlight on some of the off-the-beaten-track events and some of the other stuff, tonight, for example, if you're looking for a little bit of action in St. Augustine, Uptown St. Augustine Block Party is tonight from 5 to 9 o'clock. So maybe a little evening mixer, Christine, in your little hometown there in St. Augustine. You can't stay up till 9 o'clock because you got to get up really early.
Yeah.
But you could do a 5 o'clock start.
Maybe if I take a nap beforehand, I can make it.
Highly recommend to do it every day after work.
Yeah, there you go. That afternoon nap sounds good every day. But if you, and it's totally free to attend the Uptown St. Augustine Block Party. You got a lot of opportunities for food and drinks and the like. And hopefully storms will be out of here by then. Christine, what are you eyeing for the weekend, though? Because that also has a tie-in to St. John's and Duval.
Yes. So I'm going to head on over to the GTM Research Reserve, which I'm going to mess this up. I know it's Guana, Talamado, Matanzas.
Yes.
Research Reserve. Talamado, Talamado. You say Talamado, I say Talamado. but 70,000 plus acres of wildlife research reserve. And they have an area, like an educational area, kind of like a museum-ish kind of thing in the front of it. So I'm going to go check that out.
Nice.
Science nerdy stuff.
And are you going to get a pet this weekend, by the way? I guess we'll have to talk about that one
in a few minutes. I'm so nervous. My son has said the only thing that's stopping us from getting another dog is getting another dog.
Yeah. Welcome to the party.
I know. You have three, right?
Yes. And we're not going to the mega adoption event this weekend because
it's dangerous.
You've already got three. We'll promote it, though. I'll do my part. And that's what we'll do here in a few minutes.
Jay Bowes
in the traffic center. Who doesn't? Jay Bowes in the traffic center. Who doesn't love donuts?
Well, I know somebody that loves donuts and beer.
Donuts.
Yep. That would be Homer Simpson. So if you want to get your Homer Simpson on tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Engine 15 Brewing Company, they've got a beer and donut pairing. So you can get four unique beers and four delicious Greek donuts for lunch. And again, that starts at 11 to 3 p.m.
I love it.
That is what Alden Brown would call good eats.
Yes.
Did you say Greek donuts?
That's four delicious Greek donuts. So that would be lunch. And then you got your beer for
well, you
to
got
wash
liquid
it down.
Lunch, but yeah. I think it's like breakfast and dinner. So basically, you've got your whole meal there.
Yeah, there you go. You got lunch and then dessert.
I look forward to it.
That is what healthy people would call meal planning.
It's four unique beers and four delicious Greek donuts. Look forward to that. And it's Lucamedes is the name of the bakery, I think, that they're partnering with.
Yeah, Lucamedes.
Lucamedes.
Lucamedes. Lucamedes.
Our Greek. Yes, Tolomato, Tolomato. For our Greek friends out here, I apologize if I butchered that one. And perhaps we should all apologize in advance for the other thing that's happening in advance. It's the name of the event, though, so we've got to name it, right?
Hold on. So let me preface this just a little bit.
Here's our executive producer, Scotty.
This is an event name. It is not me being particular about a certain denominational group or anything like that. But for those of you that don't get enough bloodletting out of the event tonight with the debate between President Biden and former President Trump.
Which, by the way, we'll have on WOKV at 9. Go ahead.
Coverage starting at 9 o'clock tonight. I have an alternative event, or for those of you who are still a little more bloodthirsty, Family Fun. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Event time, 6 o'clock.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Midgets with Attitude presents MWA Wrestling Championship Midgets with Attitude, fighting it out in a battle royal of the little giants. This is going on at the Eclipse Nightclub over in Riverside on St. John's Avenue. Again, event is at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Tickets still available. You got an opportunity to get out and see some miniature wrestlers, some dwarves, midgets, whatever the politically correct term is that is not necessarily applicable to the event title, but their words, not mine.
Little people.
Yeah, there you go. But they're going to come out. They're going to deliver some outstanding family fun action. If you're a wrestling fan, you know it's going to be high impact. If you're a comedy fan, you know it's going to be comedy gold. You can't go wrong. Midgets with Attitude presents the Battle Royal of Little Giants, MWA wrestling show going on at Eclipse this weekend. It's Sunday afternoon. And you know what? I'm there. I'm on this like steak on the monkey.
That almost sounded like a commercial.
Do you know how badly I wanted to ask Shad Khan about his wrestling appearance from right before the draft? We had a limited amount of time to sit down with him yesterday, and it was heavily controlled. We appreciate the opportunity, obviously, but we were under a deadline. We had a lot of ground to cover, and it was a two-on-one conversation. So we were talking with both Shad Khan and Mayor Deegan. And boy, on my list of questions, I did have the will we see more of you with the wrestling with his son, because his son has the wrestling league.
Well, Tony tries to run AEW as a separate organization. He tries not to get in dad's business. Dad tries not to get in his business.
But right before the draft, they got into each other's business.
It's just good business. You want to get some eyes on your events. You want to get some eyes on your activities. You put some marquee players in the game.
And the owner is one of them.
When Shad Khan steps in front of a camera, people will watch and wonder, what is this guy up to next?
And the bug eyes he had when he came out there.
And
it was
Tony
on
Khan,
the eve of the draft. It was great.
Tony Khan, putting together a wrestling organization based out of Jacksonville with All Elite Wrestling, has done a tremendous thing to create a competitive product against Vince McMahon or the McMahon family. Not necessarily Vince anymore.
Yeah.
But the WWE brand. And they've got, again, some outstanding resources, competitions. That's based here in Jacksonville. They put on routine shows over at Daly's Place. And that's a great place to go see some up-and-coming stars, some big-name stars. But let's not forget about the little stars as well.
MWA is this weekend. It's pretty incredible.
Are you going to MWA?
Come on, Rich. Join me. I'm buying.
What is it? Sunday?
Just say
Sunday
Oompa?
Afternoon. 6 o'clock. Say Oompa, but say Loompa.
I'll get back with you. That's all I'll say.
Fair enough.
And you can head to our Spotlight story for a full menu of events of this weekend at WOKV.com. And we will have a chance to visit with one of the folks behind the annual Florida Mega Adoption event that's coming up at the Expo Center at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds this weekend in just a few minutes in the 8 a.m. expanded news feed as Jacksonville's morning news continues.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.